各位午安，因应现时有关2019年新型冠状病毒的感染最新情况，这次的会议是不会公开公众人士开放的，减低人群聚集和带来的风险。请出席的议员和出席的人士就自备口罩和食水，所有的人士于进场前均需在南区民政事务处的职员协助下量度体温，使用安心出行流动应用程式扫描场地的二维码。另外，由于疫情的关系，为避免过度聚集，请各位发言尽量精简，部门代表回应安时不用重复报告内容，以期在预计时间我们是下午5:30结束这个会议。好欢迎各位委员及上次的政府部门代表出席这次会议。规划处高级城市规划师港岛一曾永强先生，地政总署高级产业测量师南西关元玲女士，土木工程拓展署工程师17男曾伟伦先生，以及处理房屋事务经理港岛及离岛7潘汉洲先生。根据南区区议会的会议常规，区议会及其属下的委员会法定人数为该会的人数一半，为避免会议因人数不足而中断，委员如果因事需要在会议终结前离开，请尽可能于会前通知秘书，并在离开场地前要通知秘书处人员。每位委员就每项的议程最多是发言两次，每次发言的时间不多于3分钟，请尽量精简发言，请尽量精简。计时器会在议员发言达2分30秒时及3分钟会发出提示的声响。第一部分是讨论事项，通过经济发展及规划事务委员会于2022年5月12日举行第11次的会议，会议记录初稿。第11次的会议记录初稿已经交了给各位委员参阅，秘书处暂时都没有收到委员的修订建议的，在这里请问委员是否通过上述的会议记录。司马文议员。
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the minutes included an annex and the minutes included post-meeting notes. But when I look on the website, I'm trying to find them where they are. And some of these documents are very important for the community to read and to find back. So how will the secretary deal with this? If these substantial papers are being provided after the meeting, to have them just appended to the minutes, I think is wrong, because it makes it very difficult for the community to find them. I see there is a paper here on the private recreational leases in the Southern District as an annex to the minutes. It's a very long paper, but that paper is very substantial in terms of content. So I think that this paper needs to be given a place on the agenda, a matters arising place, and a matters arising should be on the agenda, and then on the agenda we should have a chance to comment on a paper that we have received, because this is very substantial. This paper specifically deals with the recreational leases and the details of the recreational leases and the opening up scheme that is being agreed with those clubs, and we have not received this material in advance. So can we make sure that we figure out a different way of treating this document?
阿波，你所讲呢一啲咧，其实就系佢哋私人游乐场嗰个地契约开放嗰个计划，同埋佢哋嗰啲设嗰啲乜嘢人係合資格？係外界團體而設嘅，咁樣呢啲係資料。咁其實呢啲資料，如果秘書處俾咗我哋，你嘅意見係想係逐以事項？ 其實呢啲應該係冇屬於事項嘅喎，係咪
？Yeah, no. I think we should. Well, I think we should. This is a matter arising from the previous meeting, and we had asked for more information. And now with this meeting, we have received it. But it is an annex to the minutes, and therefore it's very hard to find back. So I think this should be dealt with as matters arising, so that this agenda item can then be, or this matter can be properly recorded in our minutes and can be easily followed up also by the community that looks at the website. If you look at the website here, then we see in the 6/2/22, they will see the private recreational leases item 5/2022, but this paper is not there. And then people will have to find it via the minutes. So I think that's not a good way to deal with substantial information. If it's matters arising and it's post-meeting notes and there's a minor issue to be dealt with in the minutes, okay, I can accept that, but this is substantial. So I think we need to treat it differently as a matters arising.
或者可唔可以加翻入去嗰个文件嘅附件咧？当然呢啲逐意嘅附件，可唔可以咧？因為呢啲我哋唔會再跟進嘅啦嘛，佢已經報告咗俾我哋，因為報告翻俾我哋知道，我哋唔會再逐樣同佢再跟進翻佢哋嘅資料。咁係咪我哋即係當如一個逐意事項嘅附件放翻落去嗰個網嗰度？咁樣我諗會恰當啲咯。咁樣決定有冇問題啊 ，Paul？
Yeah, if it's matters arising and it's uploaded separately to a website, and when we receive a paper, normally we can ask a question about it. I don't currently have questions about it, but I just want to make sure it's visible for the community. So matters arising, separate upload, rather than an appendix to the minutes, that would be appropriate, please.
好啊，咁我哋放翻落去逐意事項嗰個附件嗰度啦，唔該。好，如果冇問題嘅，咁我哋就通過呢次嘅11次嘅會議記錄嘅。